lantern flame low. He's sorting the dust where the deep roots can grow. An elf named Old Flip, with a scent on his hand of damp earth and pepper, the finest in the land.
It's the black gold rich mineral, pure as a prayer. He hums an old tune to the silence down there.
Oh, the solitude sweet when you work by your own, with a harvest of hope that is perfectly grown.
Little flaky boy driving a touch of percussion. Old flaky boy driving a touch of percussion.
Then a knock on the stone, frantic and thin. A sound like the surface of trouble rushing in. Flair crumbles and sighs, the old joints give a crack. He opens the door and there's no turning back. A young human enchanter, a desperate plea. Are you flew of the gold? Look what's happened to me. She holds a stone lizard, a dragon mid-leap, a creature of magic now frozen. Not a dark curse, but a look of pure sorrow. Well, nothing is worse.
It reminded the elf of the love in his heart
for his work and his soil and the power of art. It is not a cure, Fliss sighed, but a catalyst grand. He reached for the dragon lid, held stone in his hand. To a chamber they walked where a river glowed small, and Flay knew the risk to try to fix all. He took his best pouch, the kind for his prize, and mixed it with water beneath ancient skies.
A shimmering paste, so potent and deep, a whisper of elven to wake things from sleep.
This risk's all or nothing, the ancient elf said. The last bits of magic are the life that has fled. He dabbed the paste gently on the cold stone skin, and an emerald light started to burn from within. It him with tears, holding Ignis so near. But Flay was already walking, his purpose made clear. His gold was not fertilizer, not just for the moss. It was life's restorer, reclaiming all loss. The mine is a sanctuary, a quiet deep place where an elf cultivates hope with a smile on.